God bless you all. Today is Monday, March 9th, and it's about 2:30 in the afternoon. And boy, what a gorgeous day we're having in Oregon. It's a sunny day and it's actually in the 60s. So spring has sprung, actually. It's a beautiful thing. So today I want to share about in alignment with God, okay? And the dictionary says, in a person, alignment means a state of congruence and harmony where your inner self, like your values, beliefs, intuition, matches your outer life, like your actions, relationships, and your goals. When I think of goals, man, that's you're envisioning what are your goals with God, okay? And yeah, goals are huge because that you can start envisioning what you like to do, being that laborer for God. Like, I'm talking about my Philippine laborers all the time because I'm envisioning it, and I know one day soon it's gonna come to fruition. So yeah, creating a sense of purpose, peace, and authenticity rather than internal friction or feeling stuck. It's about living in truth with your authentic self, allowing your energy to flow freely toward fulfillment. And what are the key aspects of personal alignment? One, it's internal consistency. Here's your thoughts, your feelings, and actions are in sync. It's not conflicting. Then there's authenticity. You live according to your core values and intuition, not just external expectations or pressures. Then there's purposeful action. Your daily activities and goals are connected to your deeper self and soul's purpose, bringing joy and flow. And the last one is harmony. There's a sense of coherence between your inner world and outer circumstances, making life feel more effortless. Oh, I love that. And that's so on point with being in alignment. So I think of, being in alignment with our Heavenly Father. Once you do that, oh, wow, what a way to live. What a way to walk with your Heavenly Father. Alignment too, I'm thinking it's like a balance, right? Just like your car, you go for maintenance, you get those tires rotated, and then get alignment. Because if you don't have alignment, then the car starts to shake or something. Something is off. Just like walking with the Father. We stay in alignment with our Father, then things just go smoothly. We look to Him and go to Him. And that's such a great statement because that's like your daily walk with our Father. You stay connected that way with the Holy Spirit. Meaning stay in alignment with Him, hold His hand, ask Him for anything. If you need to make a decision in life, go to your Father because He'll give you that wisdom and ask for it, the discernment. What do I need to do, Father? Even if it's last minute, I just say, okay, God, I need to make a decision. So help me with this right away. You get sharp, you're smart. He just gives you the answer. And it's like, Father, I go to you. I follow your lead. So let Him lead you and guide you. And that's how we can be in alignment with our Heavenly Father. Don't get off. It's that balance where you could have, you fall off the bandwagon. You can get realigned. You just go to your Father. If you have to renew your mind, so do so, but get realigned, get that balance again, because God is the alignment, okay? Of course, it goes hand in hand between you and your Father, right? Get aligned and or realigned again. So it's a beautiful walk, you guys. And I just love that, we can be in alignment with God. You got to make that choice too, though. Like, I've decided, okay, God, I'll be in alignment with you. Because in this world, there's nothing to offer. Even if you say realign yourself, or get in alignment, it's different, but when you go to God, man, he can align you and be in alignment with him, realign if you have to, right? And it's a great journey, beautiful walk. I am learning so many great and mighty things as I'll be in alignment with my father, because he keeps you in track. You just stay focused. I mean, yeah, there's distractions in this world, but you need to be able to discern what is of God and what is of the adversary, right? We stay sharp and stay in alignment, stay focused, and keep looking to God. Even though there's distractions, realign yourself again. It's just a well, such a beautiful walk. And as long as you keep connected with the Holy Spirit, he'll put you back in alignment, with him, because that's the kind of God that we have. He just put you back into place, and that because you're on it, you're on point, you feel good, and even though there's distractions, man, we can get up, get back on it again, be in alignment with your Heavenly Father. We're human, it happens. And we just pick ourselves back up. And you've made that mistake, then you know not to go there anymore, right? It is a learning process, and everything is a process in life. You have to go through processes, right? And it's good. It's part of the learning and the journey, like I said. And God makes it more clear to you as you are in alignment with him, because you ask, you request, and that's your connection. It's very tight. And the more you go to him, the tighter it gets. And your alignment, you're both just in harmony, and you really never go wrong. And then he never leaves you nor forsake you or abandon you, like on a given situation. If you've made a mistake, then confess, as God, I made a mistake. Please reroute me. Please redirect me. That's all we do. We just simply ask our Father. And that's the alignment in itself, is to to ask, to request, to pray, anything. After all, you are a laborer for God. And that's just a great journey. I just love it, because then you're so much more in alignment with your Father that you really have the wisdom, the discernment in what you need to do next. I mean, sometimes you come into a situation, then you'll ask God, "Oh God, I don't know what to do about this. Help me be in sync with you, or tell me what to do." Again, that's the alignment. Just be in alignment with God, and he'll put you back where you need to be. And that's the beauty. Man, you know that it's God, because it's not transactional, it's not conditional, it's unconditional. Oh my God, it's effortless. I love that. When it's effortless, it just comes so natural. It's organic, right? And that's so the beauty of walking with our Father. And yeah, alignment is huge, you guys. You can stay put, stay in line with him. You can stay focused. Even if you get distracted, get back up, get there, and realign yourself with the Father, because he'll put you straight. And then he'll show you what to do when you're at a loss or anything like that, or you have to make a decision. Man, go to your Father. I mean, I have people that I know that they're very factual and scientific. All they know is when they make a decision, they base it on facts. Yeah, that's good. You gather all your facts, but ultimately, those facts can be wrong as well. And what is the true answer? It's God. Go to God. I mean, he's everything. He's better than the science, is better than the facts, okay? Because facts, even science, they can change, but God never does. So, yeah, being in alignment with him is also harmony, being in sync with our Father. What a way to go. to walk with your Heavenly Father. The alignment, you just stay put, your hand in hand with the Father, and yeah, he'll show you what to do. And it's amazing, even if it's like last minute stuff, I go to my Father, okay, God, I need an answer here. I'm in alignment with you. You got to tell me what to do. And you need answers instantaneously. Just ask. Just go to your Father. Be in alignment with him. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to share about being in alignment. And it's a good thing. And you know what, man? God is just showing me. I'm learning so much that I'm so humbled by what our Father is teaching me, or even all of us. And you just go to him, man. He has all the answers. We look to him for everything and anything. So, hey, that's my sharing. And God bless you guys. Have a great week.